work, head home, maybe have a bite to eat, and then settle in for the evening. They find their spot on the couch, turn on the television, and before you know it, another day is done. The week rolls on, then the month, then the year. The question is, what happened to all that time? Now, I call this the hidden power of spare time, the magic hours after work, the precious minutes before the world wakes up. If you stop and look at it, there's a fortune hidden there. Most never see it. Most never tap into it. But I found out if you become intentional about those hours, they can change your whole direction. I remember when I started noticing this, I'd come home from work and ask, what am I doing with these hours? Am I just passing the time or am I using the time? And the truth hit me. Most of us are passing the time, filling in the blank spaces with distractions that add up to nothing. The hours after work become the most expensive hours we own if we let them slip away. Now imagine this. What if, instead of letting those hours leak out, you started investing them? Not just spending them, investing them. You know, most people think opportunity comes during the day, when the office is open. But the real magic happens when you get serious about your evenings, your weekends, the time when nobody's watching and nobody's pushing you. Let me ask you, how valuable is an hour? Not just an hour at the office, but an hour you control completely. What if you turned off the television just two nights a week and decided to learn something new? Build a small project, write a few pages, make a few calls, read a good book. Multiply that by 52 weeks. Suddenly you've bought yourself a whole extra month out of the year. Part-time ambition, that's what I call it. It's not about working every spare minute wearing yourself out. No, it's about finding the courage to use just a portion of your extra time for something with potential, something that could create value, teach you a skill, earn you a dollar, set you on a new course. Most people underestimate what can be done in those little windows. They wait for a perfect moment, a stretch of free time that never comes. I learned you don't have to wait for a clean slate. Just take the corners and edges of your day, the overlooked hours. The extra time becomes extra opportunity. There's a hidden door there, and most walk right past it. But if you stop, look around, and decide to use those hours wisely, the game starts to change. The question isn't how much time you have. The real question is, what could you become if you started using what you've already got? Because your spare time is where your future hides. You can either waste it or you can work it. That choice, simple as it is, makes all the difference. I used to tell people, don't underestimate the power of part-time effort. Sometimes just one or two focused hours a night is enough to move your life in a whole new direction. That's the magic of spare time. If you want to change your fortune, start there. A lot of people think success requires a dramatic leap. They imagine the big moment, walking into the boss's office, handing in a resignation, burning the ships behind them. They picture diving in headfirst, no safety net. And because that vision is so intimidating, most never take the first step at all. But let me tell you something. Success rarely starts with the leap. It starts with a small step, not a plunge, just a step. Consistent steps, night after night, week after week, little efforts that begin to add up. You don't have to quit your job to begin your journey. In fact, the wisest people keep their steady income while building their ambition on the side. There's wisdom in that security. You keep the roof over your head, the food on the table, the lights on. But at the same time, you build something new. And it's in that part-time effort that you get to test yourself. You get to find out if you have the discipline success demands. Because if you can't carve out a few hours a week for your own ambition while life is busy, what makes you think you'll manage when the pressure is really on? It's a test, a simple one, but profound. Can you make yourself work when no one is looking? Can you hold yourself to a higher standard when there's no boss watching over your shoulder? That's the proving ground for greatness. I talk to people all the time who say, Jim, I want to start something, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid of failing, of losing security, of making the wrong move. So I ask, what if you didn't have to risk it all at once? What if you could begin with part-time effort, learn the ropes, gain experience, build confidence, while your main income keeps flowing? That's the path most never consider, but it's the path that works. I remember when I started my own part-time journey. I didn't leave everything behind in a dramatic fashion. I simply started using my evenings differently. Instead of sitting around waiting for life to get better, I decided to get better myself. I kept my job, I kept my routine, but I added something extra, a little project, a bit of learning, a phone call here and there, and as the part-time results began to show up, so did my belief in the bigger dream. There's another benefit to starting part-time. It gives you the chance to find out if you really love what you think you want to do. Sometimes the idea sounds great, but the work is not for you. It's much easier to discover that while your main income is still coming in. That's called wisdom. Testing your dream before betting the farm. So don't wait for perfect circumstances. Don't convince yourself that you need to burn every bridge before you begin. Start where you are with what you have in the time that you control. The discipline you build in the margins of your life will become the foundation for everything else. It's not the dramatic leap that changes your life. It's the steady, consistent steps taken with courage and discipline that add up to something extraordinary. Part-time ambition is not just a way to earn extra money. It's the way to prove to yourself that you have what it takes to succeed no matter what. Keep your job for security, but build your dream for freedom. When you do both, you set yourself on the path to something truly remarkable. And here's something that will change the way you look at your future. It did for me anyway. The second income mindset. Most people live on one stream, one paycheck, one employer, one set of expectations, and they settle in, hoping that somehow the company will remember them at the end of the year, maybe with a small raise or a pat on the back. But your paycheck is designed to feed you, not free you. Security is wonderful. It keeps the lights on, pays the rent, but freedom, that takes a different mindset altogether. Freedom doesn't come from what the company gives you. It comes from what you do with your time when you're off the clock. When you start a part-time project, you begin to learn new skills. Maybe it's sales, maybe it's communication, maybe it's something as simple as discipline. But here's what's powerful. Every lesson you learn after hours is yours forever. The company can take back the paycheck, but not the person you become. I can tell you from my own experience, the very first time you earn a dollar outside your job, something changes inside. It's not about the amount, it's about the confidence. That extra dollar represents possibility. It says you can do something for yourself. You can create value in the marketplace, not just show up and do what's required. That's the second income mindset. It's not just about the money. It's about building value, learning to solve problems, to spot opportunities, to serve people. It's about multiplying your options so you never feel trapped again. The more value you can create on your own, the less you depend on circumstances. Suddenly, if the company changes its mind, you've still got yours. If the economy shifts, you've learned how to shift with it. One of the best gifts you can give yourself is the ability to create value outside your paycheck. When you work part-time on your own ambition, you're practicing entrepreneurship in the safest way possible. If you make a mistake, you learn and adjust. If you succeed, you gain confidence. Either way, you grow. Some people ask, Jim, what if I don't know where to start? Here's the good news. Start with what interests you. Something you're curious about, something you can do on nights and weekends. Maybe it's offering a service. Maybe it's learning a trade. Maybe it's starting with a simple product. Don't worry about the size. Worry about getting started. Every hour you invest outside your job is an hour that builds you. Every extra dollar is a vote of confidence in yourself. Over time, those small efforts compound. You become more valuable, more resourceful, more prepared for the future. And let me tell you, in a world that changes as fast as this one, preparation is everything. Your part-time project may start small, but it carries enormous promise. It teaches you to believe in your own ability to create. It multiplies your choices, builds your character, and gives you a sense of freedom no job can match. The paycheck may feed you, but your ambition, working part-time, is what will eventually set you free. That's the magic of the second income mindset. Not just a little extra money, but a whole new level of belief in yourself, a new set of skills, a new way of seeing the world and your place in it. When you make that shift, everything else starts to open up. There's a law that governs achievement, whether you're working on a grand vision or just a little project on the side. I call it the law of momentum. Once you start, once you gather just a bit of speed, things begin to change inside and out. The beginning is always the hardest. When you come home at night, tired from the day, and you decide to push a little further, the first half hour feels heavy. Your mind says, just relax. Take it easy. You've earned it. And yet, the first time you overcome that voice and do something for your future instead, a spark is lit. You build belief, and belief is a powerful fuel. I'll tell you, the first small win is a treasure. Maybe you close a tiny sale, or you master a new skill, or you get your first compliment from someone who notices your effort. That win, as small as it seems, is more important than the paycheck you received at work that week. Why? Because it's yours. You created it. You proved to yourself that what you do in your spare time matters. Suddenly, you're not just passing the hours. You're investing them, and the return starts to show. Momentum is what takes a dream from invisible to possible. It turns a wish into a plan. When you start seeing results, even tiny ones, something shifts in the way you show up, not just after hours, but all day long. You start to carry a bit more energy into the morning. Your conversations change. People notice a new spark, a little more enthusiasm in your voice. The law of momentum is simple. Success feeds on itself. Progress, no matter how small, builds motivation. Motivation creates more action. And that action builds more results. It's a cycle. And once you get it going, it's hard to stop. I remember in the early days, sometimes the only thing that kept me going was the smallest sign of progress. Maybe I made a new connection, or I saw improvement in a skill I'd been practicing after hours. Those little wins became the building blocks of bigger victories later. I learned to celebrate them, to let them fuel the next step. Pretty soon, one win led to another, and momentum began to work in my favor. Here's something interesting. Momentum is contagious. When you start achieving on the side, it spills over into your work, your relationships, your whole outlook. You find yourself more eager to learn, more willing to try, more ready to say yes to opportunity. The energy you build in your extra hours at night becomes enthusiasm by day. I want to challenge you. Don't underestimate the power of small wins. Don't dismiss the progress just because it's happening after hours or on weekends or when nobody else is watching. Remember, every great thing starts small. Every journey begins with a single, often unnoticed step. And the more steps you take, the faster you move. That's how momentum works. 1 hour leads to another. One sale leads to a second. One new skill gives you the confidence to learn a third. Pretty soon, you're not just managing your time. You're multiplying your results. The law of momentum is working for you, or it's working against you. If you do nothing with your spare time, momentum will carry you in circles, and the years will pass quietly by. But if you choose to act, just a little, just enough to create your first win, you'll find yourself on a different path altogether. That's the power of momentum. It starts with something small, and before you know it, it has the power to change everything. Now we have to get honest about what it takes. Balancing a full-time job with a part-time dream is not a game for the faint of heart. It takes discipline, the kind most people never practice, the kind that changes you forever. Let's face it, most people don't struggle because they lack ambition. They struggle because they never learn to trade comfort for growth. The evenings come, and the easiest thing in the world is to reach for the remote, to scroll through distractions, to sink into the familiar. But every hour of television is an hour of opportunity lost. Every evening spent in comfort is an evening that could have moved you closer to your goals. I remember there were nights when the temptation to relax was strong. The couch looked inviting. The snacks were calling. And the thought of one more hour of effort seemed almost too much. But I learned to ask myself, what's the price of this hour? Is it just entertainment? Or could it be education? Is it just comfort? Or could it be creation? If you learn to trade one for the other, you're on your way to a different life. Discipline is the bridge between your intentions and your results. If you want to manage two paths, a steady job and a growing dream, you have to become a master of that bridge. You have to carve out time, guard it, and use it with intention. Sometimes that means saying no to things that everyone else says yes to. Sometimes it means being misunderstood, even ridiculed. But that's the price. And the ones willing to pay it are the ones who find out what they're truly capable of. I'll tell you, discipline is not a punishment. It's the best gift you can give yourself. It's proof that you believe your future is worth more than a fleeting comfort in the present. Every time you choose study over entertainment, creation over consumption, you're casting a vote for your own potential. Every evening spent building, learning, practicing, those are deposits in your future account. Sometimes people ask, how do you find the time? And the truth is, you don't find it. You make it. You make it by deciding that your dream matters. You make it by sacrificing a little today for something much greater tomorrow. That's what separates the successful from the merely comfortable. Let me give you a little warning here. When you start balancing two paths, life doesn't get easier at first. In fact, it gets harder. The demands increase, the schedule tightens, and the comfort zone starts to shrink. But here's the secret. The discipline you develop in those hard days is the same discipline that makes you unstoppable later. It becomes a habit, and habits become character. When you can manage both, a steady job and a side ambition, you become the kind of person who can handle anything. You build the muscle to keep going when it's tough, to stay focused when the distractions are loud, to keep promises to yourself when nobody else would know if you slipped. That's the kind of strength that changes the whole trajectory of a life. So, trade television for study, comfort for creation, distraction for focus. Every choice adds up. Every hour invested is another brick in the foundation of your future. And when you look back, you won't remember the shows you missed. You'll remember the life you built. That's the price of two paths. And if you're willing to pay it, there's no limit to what you can achieve. And here's what happens when your part-time ambition begins to show real results. You start small, you build with discipline, and then something remarkable takes place. One day you look up, and the income you're earning from your evenings and weekends is matching, or maybe even passing, your regular paycheck. Or perhaps even more important, the fulfillment you get from your side project is greater than what you feel in your main job. That's when you know you've earned a choice. But here's the lesson. Freedom is not something you grab at impulsively. It's not a wild leap into the unknown, just because you're tired of your current situation. True freedom is something you build step by step until you've created enough value, enough momentum that your part-time effort becomes a solid foundation for a new life. When you reach the point where your side income rivals your main income, or your sense of purpose grows bigger than your job, you've arrived at a crossroads. Now you have the right to decide, not because you're desperate, but because you're prepared. That's the goal. You're not quitting because you have no other choice. You're moving forward because you've created options. I remember the feeling. The excitement of watching my side ambition grow. The pride that came from seeing the results of those late nights and early mornings finally pay off. But I also remember the wisdom of patience. Don't jump too soon. Keep building. Keep learning. Make sure your part-time effort isn't just a flash in the pan, but a steady, reliable source of growth. Too many people let excitement rush them into decisions. They get one good month and think it's time to quit. But real success is measured over seasons, not weekends. You want to see your side income consistent, stable, and growing. You want to know that you have the habits in place to handle the new responsibilities and challenges that will come with making your ambition full-time. And here's another key. Sometimes you may discover that you don't even want to quit your job right away. Maybe you enjoy both paths. Maybe you like the security and the challenge, the mix of steady work and side hustle. There's nothing wrong with that. The real victory is not in leaving your job. It's in earning the freedom to choose your own path. Remember, the dream is not to escape work, but to do work you love, on your terms, in your own way. That's what part-time ambition is really about, building the skills, the confidence, and the income to shape your own destiny. So don't rush, grow strategically. Build so strong that when you make the leap, it's not a risk, it's a natural step. Let your results speak for themselves. When your part-time dream becomes full-time reality, let it be because you earned it, not because you chased a fantasy. That's the true magic, turning a few extra hours into a whole new life, one wise choice at a time. It's easy to count the profit, to look at the extra income, to measure the growth in your bank account. But the biggest payoff from part-time ambition is not what you earn. It's who you become in the process. That's the final reward. When you decide to use your spare time for something more than entertainment or distraction, you set a new standard for yourself. You become a person who values their own future. You create the habit of looking for opportunity, of believing in possibility, of taking action when most are content to wait. The person you become is someone who no longer waits for luck or complains about circumstances. You've learned to use your evenings, your weekends, the cracks in your schedule to build something that matters. That's a shift most people never make. They wait for the world to hand them something, but you've learned to reach out and build it with your own two hands. As you practice this, your confidence grows. You stop doubting whether you're capable. You've seen the proof. Each time you create value, each dollar earned outside your job, each skill mastered when nobody else is watching. That's how belief is built, not by words, but by deeds. You also become more resourceful. You learn to solve problems, to make decisions, to stretch your imagination. The habit of making time, even when you don't feel like it, teaches you that discipline is a form of self-respect. You begin to see yourself as someone who can be trusted with responsibility. You become a creator instead of a consumer, a doer instead of a dreamer. And as this transformation unfolds, you start to inspire those around you. Your family notices the change. Friends start to ask what you're doing differently. Your example becomes a silent invitation for others to step up, to reach higher, to use their own spare time more wisely. Over the years, I've seen it again and again. The greatest magic in ambition is the way it reshapes your character. Sure, the extra money is nice. The new options are wonderful. But the greatest achievement is the way you think, the way you act, the way you see the world and your place in it. You're no longer just an employee. You're an entrepreneur in spirit, even if you never leave your job. You've learned to lead yourself, and once you've mastered that, the possibilities are endless. So never underestimate the power of part-time ambition. It's not about working yourself to exhaustion. It's about making wise use of the hours most people waste. It's about proving to yourself that you can grow, you can learn, you can build something valuable, even with limited time. And as you look back one day, the real treasure won't be just the business you built or the extra income you earned. It'll be the person you became on the journey. Disciplined, hopeful, creative, unstoppable. And that's the real magic. That's the ultimate reward.